Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Happy New Year. You can just wave in the air. Happy New Year. The Lord is good. And all the time, that is His nature. We thank God for this wonderful evening, this being the first Wednesday service of the year 2025. And we thank God that you made it. Amen. It's such a miracle that we have made it into the new year. And once again, we are able to come together to fellowship, to be in the presence of God. David says, I was glad. I don't know whether we have glad people in the house this evening. He says, I was glad. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. There is something that happens in the presence of the Lord. And those who are here in person, those who are following this service at home, the Lord, our God, His name is Emmanuel, and He's God with us. And so, this is to welcome you on behalf of our senior pastor to this wonderful time of fellowship, a wonderful time of prayer, wonderful time of listening to the Word of God and being together. And I'm reminded that there is a cup of tea as well. So we have a cup of tea after this service. Is that true, Petu? To continue in fellowship with one another. Thank God for this new year. And Petu has already mentioned about the theme vision. And I hope that you get yourself a copy, because in here lies a word for this year. And we have a very wonderful theme, the year of the Lord's uncommon spirit-led impartation. You want to get a copy for yourself. And I know some of you wish that they were visiting today, because Petu had some gifts for those who are visiting. But because you're not visiting, get a copy for yourself. Amen? They are available at the bookshop. And our senior pastor graciously, led by the Spirit of God, writes this theme vision every year. So that as a church, we are not wandering like people without a word and people without a shepherd and people without a direction. But instead, we are focused, even as we follow what the Lord is saying to us at a time such as this. Let me invite us then to read the Word of God together from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 29 down to verse 33. And for those who already have a copy of this theme vision book, you will notice that this is our theme verse. We have a theme passage, and then we have a theme verse. And they are all found in this book. Our theme verse is drawn from Acts chapter 4, verse 30, 31, and 33. And so they are part of what I will be reading from verse number 29. And our scripture passage or theme passage is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 to 14. So let me read the Word of God. Let me request us to be upstanding as we read the Word of God together in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 4, verse 29 down to 33. And this is what the Bible says. Now, Lord, let me have it in the New King James Version, kindly. NKJV. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now the multitudes of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them. Father in heaven, we thank you for the reading of your word. And I pray that, Lord, you may speak to each one of us, me being a vessel that is dedicated to you, that, Lord, it may please you to speak your word to me and to this congregation that is gathered in your presence. Father, we invite you. We invite you to move in our midst. We invite you, O Lord, to take over. We invite you, Holy Spirit, that you may fill us afresh as we sit at your feet tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray that, Father, may every thought now be surrendered to you and to your word. And I pray that as your word comes forth, may we receive it, because it is life to us. Thank you for this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. And God's people say, amen. Let me invite you to have your seats as we look at the word of God together. This particular month, of course, I've already mentioned that our theme here at Parklands Baptist Church is the year of the Lord's uncommon spirit-led impartation. And we are going to hear the word uncommon many times. We are also going to hear the statement or the term, the word spirit-led. It's a compound word. We are also going to hear the word impartation. And as a way of introduction, that is the word I'll be dealing with. But there is also another word that we are going to hear quite a number of times, and that is our watchword. It's found again in this book, page 58, introduces to us the word, is it page 58? It introduces to us the watchword. And our watchword is the word stretch. You will find it in this book. And therefore, it's actually page 84 moving forward. Our watchword is the word stretch. So that's another word that you're going to hear quite a bit when it comes to what the Lord is saying to us this year. And great things will be happening even as we interact with these words. The particular theme for this month is impartation of uncommon vision, spirit-led insight. And this evening, I want to share with us briefly on the subject, impartation by the outstretched hand. Impartation by the outstretched hand. Our senior pastor has done justice to this word impartation, because he defines this word impartation very well in page 65 of this theme vision. Let me just read what it says from page 65. It says, according to the www.gotquestions.org, the word impart means to give, to convey, or grant. Impartation, then, is the act of giving or granting something. This is English, just purely English, right? But then he goes further and quotes Pastor Duke Taba, who defines the word impartation as follows. He says, impartation in the Bible represents the transference of spiritual authority and anointing from one individual to another, demonstrating a key mechanism through which God equips his followers for divine tasks. So when we are talking about impartation, we are talking about the passing on. We are talking about the granting. We are talking about the giving. But not just for purposes of enjoyment and fun and feeling good, but for a task. There is a task for you, and the Lord is going to impart divine power and grace for you to be able to accomplish that assignment. You are not in 2025 for no reason. You are in this year because there is an assignment for you. Later on, he adds that impartation is not merely about transferring skills or knowledge, but rather about bestowing a deeper spiritual authority and anointing that enables individuals to fulfill their divine calling. What a word for us in this year, that there is a spirit-led impartation, that the Lord is going to accelerate in our lives the ability, the power, the grace, not only to enjoy life as believers, but more so to accomplish a task, a spiritual, a divine task and calling. Another gentleman called David Digger says that impartation has power to accelerate your spiritual growth and to help lay a foundation for the future of your ministry. Impartation is the spiritual transfer that takes place through relationship. When I open myself to the teachings of relationship with an anointed individual, I become a recipient of impartation. That is just the definition of the word impartation, and there is a lot more. I am just giving you a glimpse. I am whetting your appetite so that you can desire to read more and get this revelation that our senior pastor has shared with us. But then when we come back to the passage that we read, the disciples who have come together and they have been in a time of prayer, in their prayer, this is the statement they make in verse 29. It says, "Now, Lord, look on their threats." And then they say, "And grant to your servants." We can safely say, "And let there be an impartation upon your servants." That's what they are asking the Lord. That, "Lord, may you grant your servants that with boldness they may speak your word." And how is this impartation going to happen? They go ahead and say, "The impartation will be by you stretching out." English. "Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word." And how are you granting it? By stretching out your hand, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, this prayer by the disciples of Jesus Christ is already answered. God has stretched out his hand. And with the stretching out of God's hand, we receive an impartation. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Hence the impartation by the outstretched hand of God. God has already stretched out his hand over the year 2025 as far as your life is concerned. God has already stretched out his hand over 2025 as far as your family is concerned. God has already stretched out his hand over 2025 as far as your provision is concerned. God has already outstretched his hand over 2025 as far as your protection, as far as you are going out and you are coming in, as far as everything that concerns your life, God has already outstretched his hand. Yours is to walk in that impartation. Praise Jesus. So 2025 is already covered. January is covered. Whether it has 30 days or it has 40 days or it has 50 days, there is a hand that is already outstretched over your direction, and it is the hand of impartation. It is the hand of the Lord that is stretched out. The disciples turn to God and say, Lord, may you stretch out your hand. Grant that because your hand is stretched out, let there be a manifestation of your impartation. And there are five quick aspects that I want to mention to bring to our attention today in a very quick way, even as we bring this service to a close. Five areas. Number one is prayer. Number two is the Holy Spirit himself. Number three is witnessing. Number four, love. And number five, service. We are told that immediately the disciples made this prayer in verse number 31. The Bible says, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. Because of the outstretched hand of God, we immediately see the effect, the impartation. We immediately see the result of that hand of God which is outstretched. And we see it through the effectual prayer of the disciples. And brothers and sisters, this year, because there is a hand that is outstretched, there is an impartation over your prayer life. What does that mean? That your prayers will not be empty prayers. They will be prayers that have ability to move mountains, because there is a hand that is already outstretched. You may not have powerful prayers, but there is a powerful God that you will be praying to the whole of this year. And because of your prayer, there will be effects concerning the things that you bring before the Lord in prayer. It is after they prayed that immediately there was a physical manifestation. The Bible says that where they were, because of the impact of their prayer, there was a physical manifestation. Something happened in the name of Jesus. Because of the outstretched hand of God, your prayers will be felt in Jesus' name. I don't know which direction you are, where you are directing your prayers. Some of us are praying for this nation. There will be a turnaround in this nation in Jesus' name. In these 21 days of prayer and fasting, we are not making noise. We are praying effective prayers that are going to yield result, because there is an outstretched hand of God upon our prayers. Somebody had given up in praying. I want to encourage you. Somebody was saying, oh, Lord, I have really prayed over this matter. I am here to declare that there is a hand that has already been outstretched. This hand is the hand of impartation. It is the hand of God. Something will happen as God's children pray. It is James who tells us in James chapter 5 verse 16, the B part says that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, availeth. It is effectual. Something happens when a righteous man prays. Something happens when there is a fervent prayer that the man of God, the woman of God releases into the atmosphere. But James continues to tell us in verse 17 that Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it will not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And then he says, and he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. This year, as you raise a prayer to the Lord, in these 21 days of prayer and fasting, as you raise a prayer towards heaven, I am here to encourage you, my brother, my sister, that there are things that are going to be locked in the spiritual realms. There are things that are going to be unlocked in the spiritual realms. And with time, they are going to manifest in the physical, in Jesus' name, because there is a hand that is stretched out to us. But secondly, the Bible tells us in the same verse, verse 31, the second section of it, it says, not only was there a shaking, not only was the place shaken, but the Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Because of the outstretched hand of God, God desires that each one of us is filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's why we are preparing ourselves in prayer that on the 25th of this month, we are going to have a Holy Spirit moment. I don't know whether you are desiring. God is willing. The question is, are you desiring? What are you desiring? God has already stretched out his hand. There is an impartation. There is an outpouring. His Holy Spirit has been poured out. It is your desire that will manifest the infilling of the Holy Spirit. What happens then when we are filled by the Holy Spirit? We get to what we are calling now the uncommon spirit-led life. What is leading your life today? Some of us are led by our income. If you are led by your income, then your life can only grow as much as your income. Some of us are led by our careers. Then your life can only grow as much as your career. Some of us are led by our ideas. Your life can only go as far as your ideas are able to go. But those who are spirit-filled, their lives are uncommon. They are able to go beyond the ordinary things of life. This year, I don't know how far do you want to go. It will depend on who is leading your life. And so the Bible says that after they had prayed, the second thing that happens is that each one of them was filled by the Spirit. And Paul reminds us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, he reminds us, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And then in verse 18 he says, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, But be filled. It's a continuous filling. It's a continuous filling. Every morning desire that you are filled by the Spirit of God, so that the Spirit of God can order your steps, so that the Spirit of God can guide your day, so that the Spirit of God can open up the day for you, so that the Spirit of God can open the heavens your direction for you to manifest an uncommon Spirit-led life. I don't know whether you are tired of the common. I am tired of the common. And this year is my year of plugging into the uncommon. And how shall I plug? It is by being filled every morning, every moment, that I tell the Holy Spirit, oh, fill me one more time. What a desire to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That you will create time and avail time to spend time with the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to minister to you, allowing Him. You know, there is a sense in which this life has become very busy, and you can wake up in the morning, and some of us, even by the end of the day, you have not eaten because you are busy. I want to invite you to have business with the Holy Spirit and see your life transformed and see your life change. This year, because of the outstretched hand, the Holy Spirit has been released. And maybe you're here and you're thinking, I do not qualify. You qualify because the hand is stretched your direction. You qualify. You're not the one who qualifies yourself. It is the outstretched hand that qualifies you for an infilling. But thirdly, we are told in verse 31, three things have happened in that verse 31. First of all, after they prayed, the place was shaken. But secondly, they were filled by the Holy Spirit. And thirdly, the Bible says, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And then verse 33, the Bible says, and with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. You know, brothers and sisters, the world today is in opposition to the Word of God. Every corner you turn, there is opposition to the Word of God. There is opposition to the Word of God in our families. Maybe it is only in my family I've experienced. You see, as a pastor, one of the things I have seen in family when we gather, we are very excited when we are doing everything else. But then when we say, let's give the pastor an opportunity to share the word of God, I have seen people disinterested. I don't know whether it's because, you know, the one time I shared the word of God in a family gathering, and after I shared, one of my uncles stood up and he said, the fellow was drunk, said, well, whatever this young man has told us, our son, our boy, can you imagine? And I'm a father, husband, my wife is there. We have seen him growing. And these things he has told us, we know them. Have you experienced that opposition to the word? That is opposition to the word. It requires courage to stand again. And then after that, they still call me and say, now we want to call him, this son of ours, again to pray for us. One time I was in a bank in Karen. And for whatever reason, there was very soft background music that was playing, and it was a gospel song that was playing. Did I just say praying? The gospel song was just very, without any interference in the banking hall. And there was this lady we were queuing. This lady was in front of me. She was a white lady, an old lady, fairly old. And she stood there for some time and she got very agitated. And she started throwing her hands like this. You know, I'm standing behind her, so I moved a little bit. And then she said, why are these people playing gospel music in the banking hall? This is a public place. Opposition to the word of God. In your workplace, is there opposition to the word of God? In very subtle ways. When we say this is not a Christian organization. When we say this is not church, have you been told that? This is not church. Is there opposition to the word of God? Everywhere you turn, there is opposition to the word of God. There is a campaign to silence the word of God. And that is why then many of us are not witnesses. We don't talk about our faith. We don't share the word of God. In fact, there is even this phrase that sounds very harmless, that says your faith is private. Have you heard that? Your faith is private. And some of us as Christians, we have also embraced it and said, you know, my relationship with God is private. Brothers and sisters, let me say this. When your prayer life changes and uncommon things are happening because of answered prayers, when the Holy Spirit fills you, you cannot be silent about your faith. You cannot be silent about your God. It doesn't matter where it is. And therefore, what have I done in these family settings? It takes courage and boldness to stand up again and say, even you, uncle, one day Christ will save you. And I am praying for you in Jesus' name. It takes courage. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. And the Bible says that because of the outstretched hand, when you go back to verse 29, what is the prayer the disciples are making? They are saying the impartation is so that, Lord, your servants with all boldness may speak your word. May you receive a boldness to represent Christ this year, wherever you are, in Jesus' name. And what will give you that boldness is when you look back in your mind and in your heart and you see the outstretched hand of God upon you. You know, some of us think that miracles will only happen through pastors, deacons, those who are leading services like Petu. There is miraculous power bestowed upon you. You only need to activate it by boldly proclaiming the word of God. Learn to proclaim the word of God in every situation. Learn to proclaim the word of God wherever you are. And when you release the word of God wherever you are, God picks that word and something happens. And when you don't release that word, then you miss an opportunity. The Bible says that with boldness, they continued to speak the word of God. With boldness, they spoke the word of God. And when the word of God is spoken, it is released. It moves with power. Because it's a powerful word. But number four, if I move on quickly, is love. Verse 32 tells us, now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. The only thing that can bind us together so that we are of one heart, irregardless of our tribes, we are of one soul, irregardless of our status, is love. It is uncommon love. It is sacrificial love. It is selfless love. And they were able to lay everything aside that hinders so that they can show love to one another. The Bible says that now they were able to embrace one another. They were able to walk as one people. If we are going to walk as one people in our families, love must be at the center of our relationships. If we are going to walk together as a church, love must be at the center of our relationship. If we are going to pray for one another, it is love that compels you to pray for someone else. It is love that compels you to witness. It is love that compels you to forgive. It is love that compels you to bear with the other person. It is love that makes us a family. It is not where we were born. It is not what we have. It is not what we don't have. It is love that makes us a family. And therefore you can see when the hand of God is stretched out upon us, then we can love one another. John reminds us in John chapter 35 verse 13. He asks, or rather Jesus is saying, by this all will know that you are my disciples if. There is an if. There is an if. It says if. You love one another. How will people tell that we are God's children? It is not the miracles that happen among us. It is not even the healings. By the way, do you realize that in this particular passage, after they prayed, the Bible says, let's look at this together keenly. You see, they said, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Do you see anything, signs and wonders, in that passage? There are no signs and wonders. There is no healing happening in that passage. Instead, what is happening? There is a shaking prayer that is effective, effectual. There is an infilling of the Holy Spirit. There is a community, a family that comes together. When that hand of God is outstretched, when we manifest God as a family, there is healing that starts happening in the world. When the church loves, when the church comes together in love, the nation will come together in love. The day as a church we will learn to love one another, the nation will learn to love one another. That is the healing of the nation. Show love to the people who do not like you, and soon you will start seeing healing happening in their hearts and their hearts being changed. How did God draw us to himself? John 3:16. How did God draw us to himself? He drew us to himself through love. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whoever believes in him, God has drawn us to himself through love. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. What does the Bible say? It says that God has demonstrated his love to us, his own love towards us. How? While we were sinners, not when we got born again. God did not start loving you when you joined the worship team. God did not start loving you when you started serving. God did not love you when you started coming to church. God loved you while you were his enemy. And it is his love that has drawn you to himself. Oh, some of us think, oh, when I started going for a Bible study, that's when God loved me. No. While you were a sinner, while you were under wrath, while you were an enemy of the cross, the Bible says that God poured out his love to you so much so that it drew you to him. The hand of God is outstretched. May our love increase. Brothers and sisters, may our love increase, because there is a hand that is behind us. Love breaks every yoke. There is no chain strong enough that love cannot break through. And therefore, may we love one another. But finally, service. Because there is a hand that is outstretched, may we have an impartation of our serving one another. This is what the Bible says in that particular verse 32. It says, you know, now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and soul love. And then it says, neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. In short, what is this to say? This is to say that whatever each one of them had was not for themselves, but for the service of others. That which God has given you is for the service of others. And therefore, because God has stretched out his hand toward us throughout this year, may we find it in our lives and in our hearts to serve one another. To serve one another. You know, the default setting of every human being is to be served. Rarely will you hear somebody saying, whom can I serve a cup of water or a glass of water? The very common phrase is, who will serve me? There's a friend of mine. I don't know whether he's still my friend. But this guy, anytime we met at the cafeteria, by the way, he's a serious fellow, wherever he is, because I still know him. Every time we met anywhere at the cafeteria in some community that we lived together, first of all, he would pat my back painfully. No, those guys who are very rough and loud. Ah, pasi, ah, nitakunywa chai. Naweza kunywa pia na samosa na mandazi. I almost mentioned his name. But I can't remember one day that fellow stood next to me and said, leo, chai yako na mandazi is on me. Do you have such friends? Do you have such friends? Now, at the moment, I don't have one. He was the one. But the Lord delivered me from him. May the Lord deliver you from such friends. And instead bring into your life people who are willing to serve you. And how are you going to attract people who will be willing to serve you? It is when you start serving others. Amen? There is a hand that is stretched out. Your prayer life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. This year, something is happening in your prayer life. May you desire to be filled by the Spirit of God. May the Lord give you boldness to be a witness. May the Lord give you uncommon love, sacrificial love, because he has already loved you in a very sacrificial way. But also may the Lord enable you to serve, because in serving, you will be served in Jesus' name. Amen. Twasema asante. Twasema asante. Twasema asante. Ewe Mungu wangu. Lord, we thank you for your word this evening. Thank you for the impartation of the outstretched hand. Your hand which is already stretched out to us, Lord. And in this season of prayer and fasting, just like the disciples, Father, release testimonies among your people of answered prayers. Lord, I want to lift up a prayer for all of us, that these 21 days of prayer and fasting will not be a ritual. They will not be a church program. They will be uncommon. Somebody is trusting you for a job. During these 21 days of prayer, let there be a shaking that provides a job in Jesus' name. And that is just but one example of the many things that your people are bringing before you in prayer. Father, I pray, King of all glory, because your hand is stretched out over your people, those who are listening to this voice tonight, Father, I pray that even as we leave this sanctuary today, let there be a shaking. Let there be a manifestation of your impartation upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are receiving the indwelling, the infilling of your Holy Spirit tonight. Holy Spirit, have your moment with us. Even as we sit in your presence, Holy Spirit, fill us afresh, fill us anew. Some of us have old testimonies of fellowship with you, Holy Spirit. Refresh them so that they can have a new experience. Just like the disciples, let there be an infilling right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody who has been desiring to go to another level with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have that moment now. Minister to them now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have a personal moment with someone now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, the Lord, you may give us the boldness to witness. Even in the midst of the opposition to your word, I pray that because your hand is outstretched upon us, that we shall be ambassadors of your word. Where we have been silenced, this is the year we are raising your word in the name of Jesus. Some of us, your word has been silenced in our families. Your word has been silenced in our places of work. Your word has been silenced in our communities. Lord, may you stir a boldness in each one of us, because your hand is outstretched, that your word will find its rightful place in all our environments. Father, I pray, thanking you for your love that is unconditional. And some of us have not experienced that love. I pray for an outpouring of your love tonight. Father, may somebody receive an embrace right now of your love. Because it is when we experience your love that we are able to love back. Oh yes. There are chains that will be broken simply because we have loved. Father, I pray tonight, may there be an abundance of your love in our hearts, so that not only shall we love you, but that we shall love others as well. And tonight, Lord, I pray that as your people, we shall learn to serve one another. Your word says, who shall be the greatest among you? It is the one who is a servant. Yes, indeed, many of us desire to be great. Yet we have not known the formula, that the formula to greatness is service. I pray that throughout this year, Lord, cause us to grow in service. And as we do all these things, Father, we are praying for healing. We are praying for restoration. We are praying that your miraculous power will move among us. We are praying for grace and favor. We are praying, O Lord, that you shall do great and mighty things among us, because your hand is stretched upon us. So tonight, Lord, we receive your word. We receive an impartation of our lives. Lord, we acknowledge that your hand is stretched towards us. Your hand is stretched towards us in January, and in February, and in March, and in April, and in May, and in June, and in July, in August, in September, in October, in November, in December, your hand will be stretched upon us. And even for the remainder of the week, your hand remains stretched towards us. We receive this blessing now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And God's people say, and God's people say, if you believe it, come on, give the Lord a mighty hand clap in Jesus' name. Amen. May you go out in the power of that word. And may you do exploits, because the hand of the Lord is stretched towards you. And so if you believe it, you may rise up now and share the words of the grace with someone. Hallelujah, with joy. Be a blessing to someone today, even as we share the words of the grace. Are you ready? Are you ready to bless someone? I am seeing people who are standing alone. You are standing alone, my brother. Look for someone. Look for someone. This is the year of stepping out. Step out to someone so that we can share the words of the grace together. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely, hallelujah. Amen. Forever and ever. Amen. And a cup of tea is served in Jesus' name. God bless you.